Breakfast Pilot.
I want it labelled the Easter special.
The Easter special.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Everyone's doing Christmas specials.
So true.
No one's doing an Easter special.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like Jesus, I know that you believe in this.
It is the Easter special.
It is an Easter special. We talked about people do Christmas specials, but we're doing an Easter special, baby.
Yes, today's movie is The Passion of the Christ. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Corey. 2004. Geez, hell of a movie you got me to sit through. I'm going to hit you with a disclaimer. I'm not religious at all, so...
And we don't discriminate here on this podcast.
I normally do, no, but I won't do. Today. I won't today. I'll behave myself. But geez, some learnings watching this
you
one.
You learned a bit, did you?
I didn't realise there were so many zombie kids in The Passion of the Christ.
I didn't either, and I've read the book.
Oh, interesting.
I'm one of those losers who's like, when you know they go see a movie, like, oh, the book was better.
Oh, you're one of them?
I'm going to pull out of that.
Okay, excellent. I'm very much looking forward to that. And our goal today is obviously two goals. One, for you to have a bit of fun. And number two, if you don't know a hardcore Christian by the end of this, then we haven't done our job.
Now, disclaimer, for anyone listening, they might go, are these guys going to make fun of Christianity or are they going to try and convert me?
Yes.
The answer is neither.
Oh, what?
Wait, no. Might be both.
I think both.
Because Alan isn't religious.
I'm not.
I am religious.
Yep. It's crazy. And I'm messy. And he's neat.
Out this summer.
I would never watch that. Well, let me draw a character out of the character suggestions, and thank you so much to them all coming through.
And we've had a lot more recently as well.
We have had a lot more. I'm going to do... A person who speaks only in a rhyme.
Kind of like Jesus.
Kind of like, does he rhyme? Does he rap?
Nah, he never drops
spits
bars.
Rhymes. So a person who only speaks in rhyme will be in one of these scenes at some point. Let's get into it. What is The Passion of the Christ? Please, Corey.
Okay. Directed by Mel Gibson.
Which
is problematic in and of itself.
Yeah, it sure is.
The Passion of the Christ portrays the final 12 hours. I didn't know it was 12 hours.
It felt like a lot longer than that, am I right?
Would have been great if they had like the 24 TV show
sick.
Clock in the bottom.
Dude, the whole time. That'd be great. Yeah. Like Jesus stuck in traffic. Yeah, hell yeah.
The final 12 hours of Jesus of Nazareth's life. The film begins with Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, followed by his betrayal by Judas Iscariot, arrest and trials before Jewish and Roman authorities.
Yeah, a lot more Jewish authorities in this. That's some of the complaints that it was getting online, I noticed. I did a little bit of research into this. Critics, 50%, which I think is a little bit brutal, but I can totally understand why.
Yeah. Yep.
Diving a little bit more into the controversies around this film. Audience, 80% of them, all of them love them, Jesus. So I totally get.
I'm just going through the cast.
Yeah, please.
I didn't realize. I've never seen this movie until now.
Yeah, I thought you guys just watched it every Easter.
No.
No, okay.
No, that's not a thing for me.
It's been out 2004. You've had a few years to watch it.
I remember when it came out, and a bunch of kids from school went and saw it, and they're in like year seven.
Oh, that would have been kind of cool, but kind of messed up.
It's pretty messed up. Yeah. Like, I remember my parents being like, we're not even going to watch it because we've heard it's pretty messed up.
Okay, cool.
Didn't realize that it was all in a different language.
Oh, yeah.
Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic.
Is that what it is?
I got there in the end. Aramaic. Okay.
It's not like Amway?
Amway. Okay. Jesus was part of a pyramids game.
Yeah, I knew that. I could tell. Yeah, yeah. And weirdly, he was in the middle.
And so I didn't realize that it was all in a different language. The only cast member that I really know as a name as well is Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
As Jesus.
Yeah, he's good in it. He certainly looks like Jesus. He got hit by lightning, I heard.
In real life?
In real life, yeah, doing one of the scenes.
Really?
Yeah. He also, in one scene, he was on that cross for, like, so long, on, like, a bicycle seat kind of propping him up.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, he was just, like, fell asleep constantly. Well, fell asleep, passed out, you choose. And, yeah, he went through some real pain to make this movie.
Hey, all respect to him for doing that.
Bit his tongue in one scene. He's, like, talking, I think it was to Mary or something, and you see blood trickle out, and it was real blood.
And yet he didn't get a single nomination.
No, I wonder why. I'm on your side, Mel. Got that, Ethan? Nah, don't. Anyway, I'll learn. All right. Where do we add Arnie, but? Because God knows he doesn't want to be a part of this movie, but we're putting him in anyway.
So, I'm thinking. I remember saying to my parents before I came here today to record this episode, I was like, I'm doing Passion of the Christ today.
What did they say?
And they're obviously famously Christian.
Yep.
They loved it. They were like, oh, we love Life of Brian, so this should be funny.
Oh, God.
So I like the fact that my parents think we're on a par with Monty Python.
Well, that's nice of them. Wrong.
So I'm thinking we'll kick it off with Judas, because he negotiates, like, the trade deal.
Well, we don't really see the negotiation, so I'd like to see more of that. All we see is, like, them go, like, here's your 30 pieces of silver. Thanks for turning him in, you piece of crap. And then that's it. And I'm like, well, no, surely Judas would have had a little bit more negotiating before they landed on 30 pieces of silver, right?
Absolutely.
Which he does end up trying to give back later in the movie. Is that the book?
Yes, it is in the book.
Oh, there you go.
Cool. Actually, in the book, he just throws it.
He does kind of throw it, at the end.
He throws it at him. He's like, I don't want this. This is essentially blood money. And then he does hang himself in a field.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. But then there's also a different mention of him when he kills himself, where his stomach bloats and then
that's the Lady Gaga song.
Explodes.
Anyway, let's do that. We'll have...
Do you want Arnie as Judas?
Yeah, why not?
Or Arnie negotiate?
No, I'll do Arnie as Judas.
Okay. Judas.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Well, you know, we've talked about a few deals in the past, Roman Guard, and I don't want to know names, actually. In fact, could we forget my name? That'd be a nice deal.
Okay, Judas Iscariot.
Damn it, my name is too easy to remember. It's too common. In the Disciples, there's two of us, it turns out.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the other one. Before we go any further.
No one will remember the other one.
No one will. All right, so, hey, look, I can get you your Jesus. I know you want some sweet Jesus. I give you some sweet Jesus. But we're going to make a deal. I'm talking money, baby. What can you do for me?
Every man has his price, as it turns out.
I definitely have a price. A huge price. I don't know how much money you're carrying right now, but you better talk to your boss and get some more. So let's talk money. What do we got?
Okay, so we are thinking the life of Jesus is worth 5 pieces of silver.
Okay, if you're not going to take this seriously, I'm going to leave right now. I got better shit to do than this, all right? I can go right now. There's a dinner waiting for me, so I can just leave, all right? You know what? I'm going.
No.
Okay, then let's talk. Let's not piss each other off, huh?
Let me have a discussion.
Waste each other's time.
With the rest of the Sanhedrin.
Okay, you go talk to them. I don't know what they are, but I'm going to be just sitting here twiddling my thumbs,
okay? And the Pharisees.
Okay, sure.
Gentlemen.
Pharisees, that's cool. Don't know what that is.
How much do we think Jesus' life is worth?
Well, I think that it could be worth. Is this a racist voice?
I don't know what this voice is, but I will agree with whatever he has to say. He's a very wise man. Very wise.
I'm thinking that we up the price.
You guys down over there or what? Come on.
I've been discussing with other disciples.
Yes?
Sorry, not disciples, the Pharisees.
No, disciples is my gang.
Yes.
Your gang is douchebags. We've been over this. You guys got shirts made.
The price for Jesus' head.
Okay, here we go. Let's talk about it. Give me some sweet tamale.
15 pieces of silver. 14, 15.
No. That is not a good deal. I'm going to tear this man's life apart. The whole gang, the disciples, we were putting out a new album next week. It's done. The music tour is done. Everything is done after I do this deal and you capture him, okay? What are you going to do to him anyway?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really discussed it with the other Pharisees.
Okay, you got two things to discuss. One, what you're going to do to my boy Jesus. And two, let's get some more money happening because 15 is
okay, Judas, hold that thought. I'll talk to the rest of the Pharisees.
What did he say?
He wants to know how much more money he can get and what we're going to do to Jesus.
He doesn't know enough for 15.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe we up it to, let's just say, 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah, I think 30 is a good price. Double, he'll be happy with that, surely.
As for what we do with him, what do you think we'll do with him?
We can say we just want to have a talk.
Oh, I see. We talk. We kill him. We talk.
I got an idea. This will be only funny later, but we can just say we're awfully cross with him.
I like what you've done. I like it. Go tell him that.
You can stop laughing now. Judas.
Yeah. What's that guy laughing about over there?
Nothing that concerns you.
Okay.
Okay, so we've had a discussion.
So what are you going to do with Jesus?
We're going to do this. We're awfully mad at him.
Now we ruined it.
Now we ruined it. Oh, sorry.
What was that?
Nothing. We're very mad at him, and we're just going to have a chat.
Sound like you ruined that guy's joke or something. I don't know, but okay, so you're mad at him? Yep. Would you say that you're awfully upset with him?
Now he's ruining it too.
This guy doesn't get humor. I don't get it. We're meant to be funny. We're a funny race.
Okay, so what are we doing then? All right, so you're just going to have a chat with him? That's cool then. Let's talk money. What do you got for me?
We'll have a chat. Maybe give him one or two smacks.
couple of smacks.
Just a couple of smacks.
He's been a naughty boy, I get it.
He's a very naughty boy.
Yeah, very good, Monty Python.
He's not the Messiah.
He's been a naughty boy. Okay, and then how much money are we talking?
30 pieces of silver.
Pretty good.
You can get yourself a new donkey.
Oh, yes.
I know you're in the market for one.
I definitely am. My one right now is a pain in the ass.
See, this guy gets it. He knows jokes.
Shut up.
Yeah, deal. All right, deal.
There you go. Have your silver.
But can you do me a favor? Yes. Like, I'm just worried about the future implications. Like, I don't want you ruining my name. Like, the name Judas is a pretty cool name. And I feel like if it gets out that it was me, then people are going to, like, make a mockery of my name. And it'd be just cool if you, like, just left my name out of it altogether.
Are you afraid that you'll be known as a backstabber forever?
Yeah, because then people will be like, oh, you're such a Judas right now. And I'll be like, oh, what does that even mean? You know what I mean?
Okay, let me tell you from a little book from, what's it called?
I don't know, this is your story, mate.
The Torah.
Okay, the Explorer?
No, not Torah the Explorer.
Oh, I love Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, we're not talking about Dora. Okay. The Torah.
Can you fight backpack? I think that's from Dora.
Shut up. we have a saying from the Torah that says, no gives his backsies.
Okay, or you're being such a...
That's it.
Oh, cool. All right, well, deal. Handshake on that one. Thank you very much.
Very good.
See ya, guys. Have fun. I'm out of here.
I think that went well.
Yeah, I think it was good besides you messing up my joke.
Do you think he'll be cross at us that we're going to betray him later?
Oh, now you get it.
I think that went well. I think that's exactly how the negotiating would have gone.
Yep, I agree.
Where would you like to add, Arnie?
Last Supper.
Yes, brilliant.
Look, I'll be honest, and for those of you playing at home, once again, not religious, I had to get the list of the 12 disciples up. So look forward to that getting a mention. In this situation, I see Arnie not as Jesus, but as the waiter dealing
them
with their table. Yeah. All right, so let's do that. It's the Last Supper. Arnie's the waiter. Let's go.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello,
do you have a booking?
Yes, there's a booking for 12 of us.
Yes. What's it? What's the name?
Well, 13, actually. There's 13 of us in total. I consider myself one of the 12. How are we all, brothers? How are we all?
I'm good.
Yeah, so I did do a booking. It should be the 24-seat table that we did a booking for. 24.
Under Jesus.
Yes. JC, Jesus Christ, or call me.
The Messiah. You've also got us down here.
Yeah, or brother.
No, okay, brother. Cool. Yeah. Okay, so there's what, 12 of you, 13?
Yeah.
And you've booked a 24
seater? Yeah, 24.
Why?
Yeah. We love the idea of just being all seated on one side of the table, if that's fine with you. We don't want to be looking directly opposite each other.
What, like you're posing for a photo?
No, because people get jealous of the conversation, and I quite often like to sit in the middle of the table and kind of work the room a little bit like that. And I'll float around, you know,
okay,
see where everyone's going. I make my way to the end, and how you going with the bread over there? And a little bit more, and then how's the fish? And a little bit more.
I don't buy your whatever. I don't care. Come on over. Yeah, here's your table.
Wow. Oh,
have
beautiful
a seat.
Spot. Beautiful
everyone
spot.
Sit down. This Sorry, what great. Was your name as well?
Do we want to introduce everyone? Do we want? No, we don't have time. Okay, never mind.
No, let's do it.
All right, I'm Simon over there.
Hello.
Simon. Is Judas here as well? The other Judas?
Yes.
Yep, cool. Excellent. Is that all of us? And the other Judas is here as well, right? Oh, you look busy. Where did you just come back from?
Nowhere, Jesus. Here I am.
All right, cool. Well, that's all of us. So, yeah, I didn't quite catch your name, waiter. What was your name?
My name is Arnis.
Arnis. Yeah, great. That's a great name. Well, look, so just to get us started, guys, how about, we all cool with some water? Should we all get some, can we get like 12 glasses of water? Yeah, we'll get 12 glasses of water and, guys, what do you reckon, just a little bit of bread?
Yeah? You're so funny, Jesus.
Yeah, a little bit of fish.
Now, this is just a new policy that the boss has put in.
Yep.
And he's just wondering, are you not like... We just have to ask every guest.
Yeah, of course.
No miracles allowed inside the premises. So that means no multiplying of food.
Is this a new rule?
It's a
I've
new
been
rule.
Here before. That wasn't here last time.
That's why the rule's here.
Interesting.
So we've had situations where people come with like a party of, say, 50.
Yep.
And then they use a miracle.
Yeah, okay.
And then multiply the bread and the fish.
That's despicable.
And
isn't
the wine.
Yeah, and the wine. Yeah, wine.
Well, so what they do with the wine is they actually turn it from water into wine.
What?
So they pay for water.
Guys,
well, actually, water is free.
That's crazy.
And they turn it into wine.
Wow. Who would do such a thing?
I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just the rule. It's just a blanket rule. No miracles in the premises.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can get my boss if you want.
Well, yeah. I mean, you feel like
I'll
need
go get
to.
Him. I'll go get him.
Yeah.
Okay, here he comes now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Guys, just it'd be cool. Let me stalk it out. Like, I mean, this is what I do, right? This is what I do for a living.
Hello. My name is Dave. I'm here to say that you're trying to save some pennies or two for me and you.
You
I'm the man that rhymes and I'm here on time.
I'm the man that only speaks in rhyme. Interesting. Hey, guys, look, we're just chatting to Arnis. He's doing a fabulous job, by the way.
Thank you.
God be with you, Arnis.
And with
brother.
You.
And he always is. Kind of big deal. He's my dad. No big deal. So we thought, look, originally, I'm going to be honest with you, man that rhymes, that we were going to do a little bit of a sneaky miracle kind of deal, but we know the new policy. So instead, I'd love to suggest to you, do you have any deals like with influencers? Because I've got a hell of a following. And I just feel like you give us like an awesome free meal. We'll all post about it, chuck it up on like all the like, you know, the socials. Arnis, you can be in that one if you want, if you're not
cool.
doing anything.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And so then we get the word out. You guys' food is fantastic. And then like, yeah. But essentially we don't really pay anything. But we are paying in the sense of like our followers get to experience what we're going through, you know, and it's like a really good advertisement for your business.
So,
like, because Judas, how many followers do you have?
Got 10,000, Lord.
He's got 10,000, you know, and then what have you got, Simon? What have you got?
30,000.
30,000. I've got about 4 million. So between all of us, the amount of love we're going to give you is like a lot of love. So like,
well, I appreciate your honesty and wanting to go by my policy.
Yes.
Now, I understand you're big in the world.
Yes. Oh, that's a hard word to rhyme with. Here we go. Girl's a good option. Or twirl.
I'm just a little confused why there's got no girls here.
Well, it's a boys' night, obviously.
So here's the deal. The meals are on us.
Oh!
And once you're done, you can take the bus up to the temple on top of the hill.
Yes.
You can say hello, pray, and see my wife, Jill.
Oh, I'd love to see Jill. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
So Jesus and Jill, they ran up the hill.
No, now you're doing a nursery rhyme. I'm not fetching no pail of water. Well, anyway, actually, water? Anyone, guys?
Oh, Jesus, you are so funny. If you need to use the dunny, it's down the left and the door to the right.
Your rhyme structure is very odd.
Just do peas. I don't want to clean your shite.
All right, bye. I think that's exactly how that scene would have gone. Can't see why it wouldn't have, right? Makes a whole lot of sense to me.
There's a really random scene in this movie. It's like a flashback.
Yes.
Where Jesus is like building the most immaculate looking table.
Yeah, he's building
like a bench.
It's a bench kind of like where you'd see it like a, I don't know, like a, maybe like a tavern or something. I don't know. It's like, it's not a table height. It's a little bit taller.
Yeah.
And they acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And this woman is just like, I don't think it'll catch on.
Jesus is like, it's going to catch.
It's going to catch on, guys.
Trust
Get
me.
Around it. And so, yeah, he's building like a weird stool kind of like high bench kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the woman even does like the kind of posing like of like doing a prayer on it as well at one point. Kind of like,
A prayer table.
What do you think, guys? So, yeah, I'd love to do that. What are you thinking for that one, Arnie?
Arnie is Jesus, maybe.
Sure, works for me.
It feels like he could be...
Totally be my Jesus. I love it.
I love the idea of him just like trying to convince people that this is going to catch on.
That's fantastic. Let's do it.
Jesus, where are you? Jesus. Yoo-hoo. Jesus.
Oh.
Here you are. What are you doing out here, Jesus? It's me, your mother, Mary.
Yeah, how are you, Mary? Mama, how are you?
I'm good. What are you doing?
I'm just working on these awesome things. You know, I'm just, you know, working so hard. It's so sweaty here. And yeah, making some cool tables and stuff. How's not real dad? How's he going? You guys still hanging out much?
Yes, we've had other kids together.
Have you?
Yeah. Your brother, James.
Yeah, I don't really talk too much about him, you know. What's he doing?
He's one of your disciples.
Is he? That's news to both of us, Alan and Arnie. Well, you know.
He's kind of wondering why you ignore him a bit.
Well, you know, he's just a piece of shit. Anyway, I'm busy, you know, with between being like the follower, the son of God. Remember that whole thing with you and God hooking up?
We didn't hook.
Well, that's what you say. And that's what he says too. But anyway, so I've been
I'm just wondering, this table you're building.
It's pretty high, right?
It's really high.
It's really high.
What's the, I can't put my arms on it. I can't pray on it.
You can pray if you, hey, you want to pray. You pray, you know. That's what I always say. Hey, 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 I'm the guy that rhymes. Little joke callback. So, yeah, no, it's a new kind of thing. I think it's going to catch on.
You're building this for Rhymey Joe's restaurant.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, people keep ripping him off, supposedly. Wink. I've got other things as well, if you want to check them out while you're here,
well,
mama.
What have you been building? You're quite the carpenter.
I know, I'm so good. Let me just, sorry, my hair is just getting my mouth a little bit. It's so beautiful and long. I invented this thing over here. Have you ever heard of gallows?
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So basically, like, you put your hands in, your head in there, and you're kind of stuck in there. Yeah, I made one of those, but it's just for the penis. So people don't play with it, you know, because of the guard and stuff. And they go
so
there.
Have you tested this?
Not on me, but...
On your brother James?
But James, yeah, he certainly... Well, he was the reason why I came up with it. We have share a room. So all night long, just fapping away. And I was like, we're going to deal with this situation. I made the little penis gallows.
So you put his penis in gallows?
I didn't put... He put it in there, and then I locked it. It's
voluntarily?
Well, he didn't know what he was doing at the time. He thought it was some kind of pleasure device, which it ended up actually becoming, which was mighty disappointing.
Jesus.
He slipped out.
Jesus.
Yeah, he is.
I think you've got a brilliant mind.
Thank you so much for
and
saying, Mama.
I want to introduce you.
Yeah, yes.
To some of my friends
down
the road.
Cool.
They have this thing called Shark Tank.
Shark Tank? Oh my God, I dream of being on this show. I'd be so famous.
So I just go down to that house, knock on the door. They're expecting you.
Ah, Jesus. We've been expecting you. Welcome.
Oh, wow. Have you?
To Shark Tank.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. My name is Jesus Christ. I am a carpenter. My business is all about making cool, innovative wooden products. And I'm just so nervous. I'd have a drink of water.
That's okay. Everyone comes nervous when they're on Shark Tank for the first time.
I'm looking for a 40% buy-in.
Cool.
Worth 250 silver pieces. And the option to buy is now. Thank you for your time. I'm going to go. All right.
Whoa, Jesus, hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
Yeah, I'm
nervous. You got to talk
so
us through the invention. What's your invention?
I'm so sorry. I got a few to show you today. I got a table that's a bit too long and high. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think we could call it a bar or something.
I can make like two of those a year. That's cool because they take me a while.
Two?
Yeah, two if you're lucky. I also got the penis gallows I've been working on. Got a cool French design.
Preventing masturbation.
Yeah.
I don't mind that idea, John. Do you like that idea? I think that idea is very good.
Well, there you go. Everyone's happy then. All right.
Jesus, your asking price at 40%, though.
Yeah, 40%, 250 silver, yes.
Is a little steep.
Well, you got to come in high. Yeah, this is called negotiation, so what do you got for me?
Well, we've got a surprise negotiator in the room.
Okay, who?
Hello, Pharisees.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
Ah, yes, I have a counteroffer. I'll give you 15 pieces of silver, and then we'll kidnap Jesus, kill him, and give you the penis gallows.
Well, I like that idea a lot
better. That's a very good deal for me. Okay, I'll heal you out. This Shark Tank.
Jesus, we would know. We've done deals a lot before.
No, I know. That's why I'm sitting back. I'm just here to make some wood.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm on board for this killing Jesus idea and stealing his invention of the penis gallows.
Sorry, I was half listening there. I was too busy kind of... I just noticed this isn't as level as I would like it to. Oh, no. Perfect. It was good to me. Now, we have to quickly wrap this up. There is one scene that we have to do, as it is the whole point of the movie, and that is Jesus on the cross, right?
Hanging out there.
Literally.
Dying.
Yep.
Next to two criminals.
Yeah, okay. Yes, yep. There's two criminals. One's like a believer in Jesus. The other one's like...
Yeah, one of them's like a bit against him.
Yep, cool.
And then Jesus is like, brothers, you're going to be with me in paradise today.
That's nice. Yeah. Oh, but that's death.
I guess, yeah. I think that's what he's referring to.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the idea. We've already done Arnie's Jesus once, so maybe do Arnie's one of the criminals.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right, cool. Works for me.
Oh, hey, brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. It's me, Bill Clinton.
Of course, one of the criminals, like me. I am also a criminal. Bill's been here for a while. We got a new
one
in the middle
here. They're impeaching me up here?
I can believe it, to be honest, Bill. You are a slippery little naughty boy.
Anyway, who's this guy in between us?
Yeah, who is this guy?
Hello, brothers. It's me, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I've heard so much about you. I'm a big fan.
I'm dying.
Yeah, we're all dying. Yeah, it's pretty horrible up here.
What did you do to get up here?
Oh, man, I did the most despicable, horrible act that you can ever do.
What did you do?
I flirted with one of the god's wives.
Oh, man.
There you go.
And then what happened?
No, that was all I did.
Oh, that's all you did? Oh,
and I believe in Jesus.
Are you a believer,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, brother. That's why I'm stoked to see you now.
It's great to be hanging out on
Let
a cross
Let me get my autograph
you.
Book. Oh, no, I can't. My hands are obviously nailed to the cross.
Yeah, mine are too.
Yeah, mine are too. Yeah.
Have they broken your legs yet to speed
up
your
totally.
death?
Yeah, totally. Well, is that why they did it?
Yeah, they break
They wouldn't tell me why.
Yeah, they break your legs to speed up your death, brother.
What? How's it going to speed up? I'm not going anywhere. We can laugh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that joke. That's really good.
Yeah, it really hurts to laugh. But
they haven't broken my legs yet.
Oh, no.
Still feels better than being married to Hillary.
Hear that, brother. that's the one I flirted with. Anyway. So Jesus, what did you do?
Well, I started a following, and I am the Son of God.
Oh, yeah, you know, I know. That's why I love you.
And cool. I came to die for everybody's sins, including yours.
Mine too?
Yours too.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of sins. What about bills?
Pay for your bills?
No, you're gonna die for Bill's sins over there.
Oh, for Bill. Oh, sorry, yeah. I thought you meant, did you want me to pay for your bills?
Oh, well, if you're offering.
I mean, you're probably gonna die, so you don't have any bills left.
No, but the families do inherit some of my debt. I don't want that.
Okay. They're paid for.
Sick. How do you move your hand? Thought you were nailed to a cross. Well, you know, I saw, like, because we've had a pretty good vantage point up here. Me and Bill have just been kind of watching them torture you. They made you carry the cross, drag it through town, and then, like, and I don't know if this is the direction they wanted to do, but, jeez, it was gory, the nailing and the blood and the breaking.
Have you seen my back? It's all whipped and torn to shreds.
It was a lot, eh? I was just like, oh, calm down. At one point, this is kind of funny now, but at the time, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, and then you're here. I'm like, wow, it's like a magician.
Yeah, he's saying my name in vain.
Yeah, is that not good?
No. We don't do that. As followers of me and God, we don't say my name in vain.
All right, that's takesy-backsies. Won't do it again.
No, I appreciate that.
Well, while we've got some time up here, I mean, I am dying rapidly, quickly because of the leg-breaking situation.
Yeah.
But how do you want to be remembered, Jesus?
Oh, I'd like to be remembered as the king of everybody.
Yeah, cool.
I wasn't the king of just the Jews.
Counteroffer, how about as a bun? A nice, delicious hot cross bun. This moment in time should be remembered as a delicious sweet treat, sometimes with chocolate, sometimes with fruit.
Hey, Jesus, I like that idea.
And yeah, I've got thanks, one. Bill.
I want to piggyback on his idea while we're hanging here. And I think, what if we do the hot cross bun thing, and then we also get, like, chocolate eggs?
Oh, that's cool. That's got so much more of a connection to what we're doing here, Jesus, you think?
What are you talking about?
Bill's bled out a lot. Bill's bled out a lot. Just agree with him. It's easier.
I think we should probably invade Thailand next.
Yeah, that's not even a thing yet, I don't think. It's fine. Just let him die out. He'll be dead soon.
Hillary, can you get me one of them wing-a-dings?
So anyway, Jesus, back to us and not him. So you're cool with that, the bun idea?
I like the bun idea.
I think it's cool.
I think, brother, the bun idea is the way to go.
Do you think also as well, and this is just coming from someone who doesn't really know a lot about everything, I just think, like, would another way to be remembering, like, all the time that you spent on earth helping us out, Son of God, should we, like, kind of represent you in this final moment, you know, with your bloody head and your bloody hair and the thorn of crowns and...
I would like to think...
In your undies and your
cross.
People remember
me for the good I did and not as a naked man bleeding to death on a crucifix.
Yeah, you're not naked. You got a little tunic thing there. It's like you can cover your balls a little bit. You know, you're not completely stackers. That'd be weird. I'm naked.
What was your name?
Oh, we don't need to exchange names, but some of my friends call me Judas. I'm not that one.
Oh, you're another Judas.
Not that one.
Judas, I'm going to be
real
with you.
It's a very common name.
The reason I'm up here today is because you ever watch Shark Tank?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that show.
And you see why there's a thing called the penis gallows.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, to stop you from doing it. Yeah,
I invented that.
Oh, you deserve to die. I love jerking off.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I thought he was dead.
As I just regained a little bit of consciousness, you stopped me from doing that.
You're a son of a bitch, Jesus.
Today you will be with me in paradise, brothers.
Who was that? Are we getting down from here? Ah, man. I will just me by myself.
No, I'm still here.
Ah, damn it. Always look on the bright side of life.
Don't sing anymore. Or doo-doo. No, doo-doo, copyright.
Doo-doo. Ah, no. Perfect. And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
Potentially our last episode.
Hopefully.
Depends if we get a lot of backlash for that one.
I can't see how.
I just would like to note for anyone who's listening to this,
yes,
who thinks that they could use this to tear down our good name,
yep,
and get us no jobs in the future,
just reference it.
I am a Christian.
And I am not.
So we kind of cover both kind of wings.
If we had a Jewish person here, maybe we'd really have it covered.
We would, actually.
Yeah.
Could you convert to Judaism?
Not again. No take-backsies.
Shalom, everybody. Thank you so much.
And have a Merry Easter. I think that's what they call it.